sing?
Come on.
Come
sing.
On.
No.
Sing a Wolf Mother song.
I don't...
Can you sing a Wolf Mother song?
I don't know Wolf Mother.
Woman!
Hey, welcome.
Is that it?
That's it. That's all I got.
Awesome.
Welcome to On The Potty with Jared.
And Dan and Dave.
Welcome to On The Potty with Dave. I've got my own radio show, yeah. And I've invited Dan Goddard on here today.
You ever read the Southern Cross article about this
radio, said
about
name once.
Dave's radio show? In fact, even the ad at the end says... To subscribe to
Dave Myers' podcast.
To Dave Myers' podcast. So it's clear what Dave thinks about this show.
Well, no, it's not. It's called Media, and it's called Spin. Mm. Every time I actually
they
commented...
They wanted to say that it was only about you.
I said we. The whole time I'm saying we. It was clear that it was a two-person show, and I'm saying we do this, we do that, but how's it all come out? It's called Spin. Do not believe the media.
Don't believe
there it. There are actually some bad quotes in there. It says that I... think MySpace is bad. I don't think MySpace is bad. I think MySpace is neutral.
Yeah.
I think people do good things on there and people do bad things on there. If you're on MySpace, don't do bad things, do good things. Like,
yeah.
Use it. Like, and I've been super encouraged
by that.
This is
our third podcast where we've actually talked about MySpace a little bit.
And we need to keep doing it more. We've got 150 friends. We're getting more friends all the time for Youth Group.
I'm getting more friends all the time.
Wow.
Speaking of lots of friends, we're here in Erin, the place of friendship.
We've got the place of friendship. And we've got one of our friends here.
Hey, hello, Jared. Tell us about yourself.
Welcome, Jared.
Thanks. This is my first time on the podcast, you know that?
Really?
No. Weren't you on the phone? Did you once ring and
I have been.
You got
I was
beamed
the
across?
First phone caller on the podcast.
And we called him and it was a game. And he had to...
Hey, we should do a call today.
We should. Prank
it's called
call.
Josh.
Josh W. See,
Josh W.
Oh, he's an adult. Josh what?
Doing. Ask him what he's doing.
You wanted it? You got it? You got a good loudspeaker?
Is that the Josh
phone?
You were thinking of?
It was.
Well, because you just got a message from him. Josh is watching John Bon Jovi DVD.
And enjoying it.
And loving it. We're here at Erin Affair. We've...
Hang on, I'll just call him.
Renee, Daniel and I and Jared just recently, we've been talking about Fat 2008. And let me just say, it'll
good
be great.
Planning. Here we go. Oh, let me turn
last
it up.
Let's go.
Hey there. How you going?
Yeah, I'm alright, how are you?
Oh, good. I just wanted to ring and tell you that you're a really great guy.
Okay.
I think you're wonderful and good looking.
Daniel.
Keep it up.
Okay.
You've just been given an encouraged call on the potty with Dave and Dan.
Fair enough.
Yeah. But is there anything you want to say to our potty listeners?
Bon Jovi. Rocks.
Say something about Bon Jovi.
Yeah, I've got a DVD today, and I'm pretty sure Tammy and the Wolverine were inspired by this DVD.
Yeah, really? No, I think
yeah.
Tammy and the Wolverines inspired that DVD.
Yeah, I reckon they did too.
Awesome, Joshy. Now, we're just talking about Fat 2008. You looking forward to it?
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be great. That's what we're going to call
yeah.
it. Fat 2008. It'll be great.
It'll be great.
It's like going it. To be great.
All right, awesome. We'll see you later.
Okay, see ya.
See you, Josh. Yeah, that loudspeaker's weak, is it?
It wasn't loud, but it's
as loud as it goes.
It usually is louder.
Maybe
than
Josh
that.
Has got a soft
and
phone.
The open air where we are.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, we're in Erin Affair.
Where we are.
We're in pagan land.
Pagan
we're in
land.
Materialism world. We're in let's build a false community at Erina and not let people shop in their regional shop, like their local shopping centres and actually build relationships with people.
Yeah.
That's one of the things I don't like
Although,
about mega shoppers.
You're saying that. And I think that Erina does it much better than other Sydney mega shops do.
What do you mean? Build relationship?
I think that
it's a smaller place.
Yeah, and they do things like this park, what we're sitting in right now.
Yeah.
And
they try to create...
Jared and I come here, we have reasonably often come here for coffee.
See, but
a good relationship time.
What I want to do, and I don't do it enough, I can't...
In fact, we've had a good time talking about relationships. Jared's relationships.
D&Ms. There you go. My initials are D&M.
Are they?
There you go. Deep and meaningful day.
I haven't heard it much from Jared, so Jared, tell us, what are your initials?
JLR.
Thanks for that. No, but just quickly, I come to Erina too much. I should go to East Gosford Shopping Centre more.
Yeah.
Because they're peeps that live in my community. I'll see people that live down the road from me. I reckon we need to think, how can we meet, like, how can we...
Yeah,
hang out
you
with...
say that, but I think that you'll find that on the coast,
everyone comes here. Well, I want to go hang out with the losers at East Gosford.
The guys in the car. People want to go to Erina, but they can't do it.
Tell us, Jared, what have you been up to lately?
I've just got back from being away and working.
What were you doing while you were away?
I was working for Supercheap Auto.
Rum rum.
Yeah, pretty exciting.
That's an advertisement for free, Supercheap Auto. Send us some royalties and it won't be for free.
You can give us
it's
some
not
car
really
seat
royalties.
Covers.
Royalties would be us sending them stuff for saying their name.
Do you sell many car seat covers?
Yes.
Are they fully sick?
Yes.
If you have a fully sick car cover seat...
Do you sell any neon lights on people's cars?
Yeah, we do.
That is ridiculous.
What is the point of those?
I don't know, but I have neons in my computer.
Awesome. So oh, like a desktop? Like, is it see-through?
I wog up my computer right
off. So. He wogs up his computer. If you wog up your computer, send us an email to...
cccsyouth@gmail.com.
That was
something happened wrong then.
Yeah.
cccsyouth.
At. You're supposed to say at.
Yeah, well, you jumped in with the at,
no,
I think.
Yeah, you gave me too much space.
Yeah, sorry about the space. I forgot. Sure. There you go. But you're back.
I feel like God gave us a lot of space. Do we really need billions of kilometres?
Well, it just shows how little we are in the big picture of eternity, how big God is, and how incredible it is that Jesus would die for us.
That's right. It's a good lesson there. Thanks, God.
Amen.
Now,
you've made some decisions about work and stuff lately. Tell us...
what are they?
Give us a quick rundown.
I've decided to stop going away with work, so I'm going to be back and start getting into youth group and leading my year 7 boys, so I'm heaps excited about that.
Good, good.
So, I call them yoys.
Yoys. Hey, I listened to that the fat potty royals. You know the one where like Wardband.
Yeah.
Wardband.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, funny.
Wireless,
go listen to
Wireless Broadband.
It's called Wardband.
So you're leading year 7 boys, and what made you make that decision? And what was on offer to you, and what made you decide that way?
Well, work offers me, they send me around Australia, all over the place, and...
But if you forfeit your soul, sorry.
Go on.
Yeah. Gain the whole world.
Oh, right. Anyway.
Yeah. It's reasonable money to send me around Australia and see lots of things, but I realised that it was better to be here and involved in church and Bible studies and youth group and things like that, because, yeah, the core group of friends here are what you need. So.
Accountable relationships.
You need a good local hub, like Erin Affair.
Yeah.
Erin Affair.
Erin Affair Shopping Centre. Clearly, me and Dave have differing opinions on this. Hey, there's Paul Clark.
Do you know that guy?
Yes.
Are we going to invite him on?
Sure.
I remember when Erin Affair was called Central Coast Fair.
Yeah?
Yeah. Then they changed the name because they thought, let's make it Erin instead of Central Coast.
They wanted to make it more local.
I don't know if I was born then.
Hey, Paul Clark. How you doing? Yeah, not much. Come over here.
We're just
recording our youth group podcast. Have you got any words of wisdom for the kids in CCC Youth?
Don't take drugs.
Oh, wait, say that again. A bit closer. Say it louder.
Don't take drugs.
Yeah, good one.
They're too expensive.
Grow your own.
Hugs, not drugs. Where do you know him from?
He's Pete Clark's brother.
Ah, okay. Crazy kid. Pete Clark, the funniest newspaper article I've ever read in the Central Coast Express Advocate. Yeah. Can you quickly tell the story? Do you know? Yeah. Are you good enough?
Yeah. So Pete and his friends were driving guys from church, his church, and they were cruising around in their car, and for some reason Pete decided to put on a...
I think they'd been bike. They'd been on their bikes, but they'd left their...
Oh, I don't know.
Anyway, keep going.
Pete was wearing his... motorbike.
Full face
motorbike helmet. And the police pulled him over and he got arrested. Well, he didn't get arrested. They charged him. I think because they saw him and thought he was a hooligan. So then they charged him. They searched his car for drugs and whatever. Couldn't find them. Too expensive.
Because it's too expensive.
And then they charged him for being obscured in his driving. Anyway, he went and did some research. And actually,
the Australian standards
recommend that people wear helmets when driving cars. And he took them to court and he got let off. Fantastic. And it was in the Express.
And I've still got the article. The judges said something like, I don't know why you were doing it. I don't quite see the amusement in it. But he got let off.
And the front, the photo was him coming out of the courthouse.
Big grin. And his dad's like, oh, my son.
Oh, I love him.
He's safe in his fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. There's a bit of applause.
So, what were you up to? you're going to go around the world. You decided to stay here and serve in local church.
Yep.
Good one. Yep.
Awesome. What's your favourite shop at Erin Affair?
JB Hi-Fi.
Yeah.
Why? Cheap crap.
That's not true.
Cheap stuff.
Yeah, this is
cheap. Cheap stuff.
It's not crap, though.
I didn't say that. I said crap.
Oh, sorry, I'm not supposed to say that. Dad's got a language warning on me.
The PG, Tammy and the Wolverines.
Yeah. Well, we may as well wrap up.
Oh, we're going to have a bit of a fat reunion type thing
coming
in
up.
A week and a half at Youth Guru.
Yeah.
It's going to be sweet. There's going to be videos. There's going to be other surprises and some super cool stuff. If you haven't yet checked out photos and Potty Royales, go to the internet.
Please
check them out.
Please check them
Do
out.
Do it. Send us an email. And if you don't know how to use iTunes, download it. It's 30 megabytes. And look for us in the iTunes store and subscribe to us there and download all of our episodes.
Now, is it 30 megabytes to update your iTunes?
Yep.
So every time you update, it's another 30 megabytes?
Yeah, but it deletes old files.
It automatically does that?
I think so, yeah. But it's really stupid. Like,
why don't
most
just have
programs, when you click update,
it just gives you a little
like
file.
A megabyte
yeah.
rather than 30. But Apple are stupid. Like, they make good-looking things.
I don't know if I'd call people who are multi-billionaires just based on viral marketing stupid.
They're not as smart as Bill Gates.
They obviously have their finger on the nose. Finger on the pulse.
And fingers up their nose.
There's a pulse up there.
It's called the
nose pulse.
The nose pulse.
While
on the internet, I was in iTunes this morning, checking who was above us in the rankings.
Yeah.
Yesterday when Daniel and I looked, we were about 48, I think.
Yeah.
We're 53 today, but that's okay. But I saw one called Don't Waste Your Life. You can find out about it at don'twasteyourlife.com.
That sounds like something we had a seminar on in a night last year at Fat Camp. Maybe the year before that.
Rhett gave a talk a couple of years ago during Ephesians, I think.
Maybe.
I gave one maybe last year at a Careers Expo.
Reminds me of something that maybe Lachlan tried to review.
It's a good book. Don't Waste Your Life by John Piper. It's all about how to spend your life and how to spend eternity.
Did I prop you up good enough then?
Who?
Well, it's just, doesn't it? Keep going.
It's a really good book called Don't Waste Your Life.
Dad knew what it was going.
Have a read of it. But there's a really cool podcast, and they put a new video online each week. You can check it out at don'twasteyourlife.com, or you can... podcast it in iTunes.
Yeah.
Only 2 to 3 minutes, and it's all about how to live now, living for eternity.
And as much as we support it, and we think it's fantastic for you to listen to, every time you download one of them, download two of ours so they don't stay above us.
But John Piper, he's the guy that wrote the book. He talks about
when we're coming number one in iTunes, we'd love Don't Waste Your Life to become second.
Number two. Yeah. Number two. That's what it's all about. Number two. Do you need to go to the toilet, Jared? Number two.
Go on, Dan.
And so he talks about how Jesus actually talks more about money in the Bible than he does heaven and hell.
Yeah, right.
And so he's got lots to say about money and the dangers of money and the love of money. Not that money in and of itself is wrong.
Why do you reckon then we talk about it so little?
Often because we... what do you think, Jared?
Why in church and youth group do we never talk about money? Well, we do sometimes, but hardly ever.
Because money's bad. We don't want to... I don't know.
I think we're so caught up in it that we...
That we don't see it.
And so Jesus even says it's pretty tough for a rich man to enter heaven.
Yeah.
It's easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle. So it sounds pretty impossible for rich people to enter heaven. But in the end, what's impossible for us is possible for God. Zacchaeus was a rich guy. He became a Christian. You can become a Christian if you're rich, but I reckon we've got to be really careful. And I blogged today on my own blog, just about when I was, I don't know, 15, 16 to 19, 20 type of thing, how I just wasted so much money on things like CDs and clothes and junk food and just things that, like, you look at my CD collection now and there's some sweet stuff in there, but there's some stupid impulse buys in there as well. But I just don't need it, and could have invested my money in such better things. So let me encourage you, if you've got money and you've got casual jobs, think about how you're going to use your money. Invest it in eternity rather than the things of here and now. Here's one of my favourite verses. I've probably shared it on the potty before. You can talk while I find it.
Sure. Go on.
This is from 2 Corinthians 4, verse 16. It says, "Therefore we don't lose heart, though outwardly we're wasting away. Inwardly we're being renewed day by day. This slight and momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. So we look not to the seen, but to the unseen. For that which is seen is temporary.
And that which is unseen
is eternal." Like at the
that
start,
was the passage that we got Rhett to speak on at our wedding.
Yeah, it's brilliant. It's a it gives you perspective. What we ought to invest in is the things that will last forever. What are they? I don't know, the things done for Jesus, done in Jesus, encouraging people, spending money that's going to help the gospel go out, spending money that is not all about you all the time, and giving your money away to charities, giving your money away to church. So I don't know if you've got
it's all about mum.
It's all about mum.
So I'm just looking at a sign over there that says it's
all
about
mum. I took a photo. I was in Tasmania. Had a great holiday. Go read my travel blog.
Save Colin Sarr. There's some weird signs around this place.
Hey, that's good. Save Colin Sarr. That's a good sign.
The projector in senior youth, when you turn it on, says enjoyment matters.
Is that right?
Yeah.
It's all about you.
I talked about it at the beginning of the talk. Anyway, keep going.
Did you plan it? Or,
no, it just came up and I started laughing. I went, I can't believe it says that.
Yeah.
I said enjoyment in God matters.
Yeah. At the end, it says end of slideshow, click to exit.
Yeah.
Do you reckon that happens when you die? Like you just got to click? Like.
Click to exit.
End of life, click to exit.
Would you like to shut down? Or do you really want to quit?
Or do you want to hibernate?
Speaking of do you really want to quit, tell you something that's getting up my nose lately. Sorry, have you?
Oh, I've finished.
Yeah. Something really gets up my nose.
Just use your money for eternity.
Is Nicobate. Nicobate gum. The new ad.
You're supposed to put it in your mouth. Yeah. Don't put it up your nose. It's all spicy.
It's all spicy, is it?
I don't know.
But I like it because I don't like it. Because these ads now, they're saying, oh, you know, quit slower. But what Nicobate, this is what, guys, be discerning. What Nicobate really wants you to do is always being about to quit. Because
Nicobate.
That's where they're making their money, is when you're about to, they don't want you to quit.
Isn't that interesting? We've got the cigarette industry, which has sort of been done the smackdown on, right? And everyone's like, oh,
we hate the cigarette.
You're not allowed to advertise anymore, which is wrong. They're allowed to advertise, far out. If it's not illegal, why can't they advertise?
Yep.
The rugby league used to be called the Winfield Cup in my day, in the 80s.
And I don't
think... It should be called the Winfield Cup if they want to put their money
there. I don't think advertising is the problem.
I think public perception of the personification of piglets is...
That is the problem. No, but I'm serious about Nicorette and Nicobate. Think about what their industry is. They don't ever
want you to quit,
which is why they're bringing out these new slow quit.
They want it to take 10 years.
And they've done that. Don't go cold. It's too hard to go. Yeah. This is the ad. It says, "Don't go cold turkey. It's too hard. Chew our gum for a longer period of time." New Nicorette Green. No, Gary. No. Well, it's not like no Gary. No anymore. It's like
slow Gary. Slow.
That's right. I don't like it.
Roger, Guest, if you're out there and you're smoking, it's time to go to Nicobate and...
No, don't go to Nicobate.
And slow
just
down.
Just go cold turkey. and we've got the room to lock you in when you get the shakes. From going cold turkey. I don't know, does that happen?
We've got a hose. We hose them down. And we've got lollipops in there, so you can put those in your mouth.
Don't be addicted to stuff, though.
Yeah, addiction
I think
is bad.
I am. I think I'm an addictive
person. Daniel has had 7 coffees today.
I think I have an addictive personality, and I think a lot of people do.
That's why I don't drink alcohol.
And it's something to watch for. Yeah.
I don't not drink alcohol because it's, like, there's Christians who'd say it's wrong. I disagree with them. I don't think it's wrong.
Yeah. But because you think it's addictive.
Yeah, like, I was brought up without it, and when opportunities in high school, like, I knew I shouldn't when I was underage, but then when it came to I was 18, I just didn't want to, because, like, if I have a packet of lollies, I'll eat the whole thing. Do you know what I mean? Like, if I bought a case of beer and had one,
I'd just keep
drinking the whole lot. I don't want to put myself in a situation.
Yeah.
I don't need beer. I'm crazy enough as it is.
Yeah.
But I can stop and I can be sensible.
Yeah.
If I'm in the... Yeah.
So that's why you don't do drugs. Don't listen to Paul Clark. It's not because they're expensive. It's because they're addictive.
Yeah.
Addiction's wrong. Instead... be full of the
Holy
Spirit.
Oh, they're illegal. Yeah.
Rather than
Ephesians 5.
Yeah, rather than being filled with marijuana.
Yeah, I think we've talked about this before.
No, when we talked about it.
We didn't do it on here?
Nah, it was at church camp at Coleroy, and the in the youth section, Andrew H. from Matcham asked a question about marijuana, and your answer was Ephesians 5.
Yeah, I reckon we've talked about it on the
don't
potty.
Don't get drunk on too much wine,
which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Yeah. And so I think the key there is, what are you controlled by?
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't just have to be wine. It might be beer or vodka or marijuana.
Do you have anything to drink,
Jared? Or just name it, name your top five illicit drugs.
Your top five. And why?
Ice is my biggest killer.
That's crazy, that one.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I've actually, I don't know if I've told many people this, but I've been catching up with a guy that's getting over drugs.
You told the whole world this. It was on your blog.
No, but not on the...
Right.
People who listen to this don't read my blog. No one reads my blog. I get 50 readers a day.
Yeah, that's a lot of people.
Yeah.
Not as many as some.
Yeah, but that's all right. It doesn't matter how many people read your blog.
Yeah, it does.
Don't boast in anything, only boast in Christ.
Galatians 6:14.
That's right.
Favourite verse that's written on my blog. Go check it out. Click the pull button at the top and it'll pop down.
That's ridiculous.
Hey, can we get your top five fats?
There's only been six.
Yeah, that's okay. which one would you take out?
Ooh.
Now give us an order. Give us 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Favourite was boot camp.
Okay, one.
Why? One sentence, why?
Tim Godden's rescue.
Tim Godden. If you love Tim Godden, so do
give
I.
Give him a kiss. So do I.
I want to get him on this potty.
Okay, that's number one. We need four more.
Two, Survivor.
Number two is Survivor. Why?
The boats.
How good was the water? The rafts.
Yeah.
How good was Mark Boots' one?
See, I partly blame the El Nino effect. Because
the water's lower.
Yeah, the water has been lower.
El Nino? Stop your Spanish dancing is what I say.
Well, we actually don't just say we get El Nino.
I think we get sick Nino as well.
Yeah.
Fully sick Nino. He has neon bits.
Nino. I just want to go finding Nino.
Finding
Nino. Oh, so keep going, Dad.
Imagine Finding Nemo, man.
Finding Nemo? I so want to make a movie called Finding Nemo.
There's already pictures on the web. Oh. I blogged about it. Eternalwaytoglory.blogspot.com.
Check out my blog.
Just type in emo in the search button and you'll...
Oh, I really want to make...
I love Dan Godden's blog. Go check it out.
Nobody does. I really does. Do. But that's okay. I don't mind if nobody goes.
Because I read it.
Yeah.
Once every 3.5 weeks.
The funny thing is, though, I still post as if people who read it don't know me.
You should just say, Dear Dave. Dear Dave and John Brinton.
The thing is, I've been getting into MySpace lately, and it's much more global.
If you're on MySpace, redeem it rather than run away from it.
That's right.
Be godly on there.
Like the devil horns you make at rock concerts. Redeem them. Take them back.
Yeah, put them up your nose.
Because they really mean I love you, and Christians are all about love.
Are you being for serious?
Yeah. Take the horns back from the devil. I once heard that.
Okay, we've got number one is boot camp.
Take them back!
We've got number two, Survivor.
It was Skeppers. I saw him at Black Stump and they did it and they said, come on, take the horns back.
Jared's been really shy this show. Yeah. Like, we've given him so many opportunities.
Sorry, and I'm now the only. Go on, Jared.
There's your top
two. Take them back!
Number three is... Samurai. Sword.
Oh, it's the sword. Everything was based around the sword.
Yeah.
The sword was great.
Hey, wait. We got to call them the year of the... So, boot camp was the year of the rescue?
Yeah.
the year of Tim Godden, I would say.
What was it? Survivor was the year of the raft. Samurai was the year of the sword. Okay. Four or five? Which one?
Convicts, there's been underwater fairies,
there's been this year.
007.
I'm going to go with 007 in number four.
Number four?
The year of the...
I got none.
I reckon 007 was the year of the vibe.
Oh, the year of the vibe.
Because I don't think there was anything particularly about 007 fat that made it incredible, but I think everyone went away going, this is the best fat ever, because it just had the best vibe.
Everyone says it's the best fat ever every year.
No. that's
kids do, leaders may not, but kids
no,
do.
No, that's frankly not true. I listen to all this drivel.
Okay, what I want you to do, kiddies, if this year you said it was the best fat ever, ask yourself seriously over the last few years, have you not just said that every year?
No. The answer is no, children. You know you haven't. Be honest with yourselves. Go on, Jared. What's number five? You got out of convicts and got the years underwater of fairies.
Underwater fairies.
It had to be. It had to make the top five. Okay, convicts. How good was the boat wrestlers?
The convicts was the best Saturday yet.
That was crazy Saturday.
The best. The best.
Go back and check out some of the photos.
They're like, oh.
The best.
Yeah, anyway. All right, we got
to
wrap up.
We need to wrap up. Thanks for coming, Jared. It's been good to see you.
Thanks for being on the show, Paul.
No worries,
That was a good timing.
Yeah, it was perfect. And we'll talk to you next week. Actually, we've got some big plans.
We've got stuff going.
We have a few massive potties coming up.
Yeah, we won't talk about the second one. Let's not talk about it either.
Okay.
Let's just surprise people.
We'll surprise
you. Very quickly, Fat Reunion, 18th of May. The week after that is Double Up.
Over there looks like one of Santa's elves.
I think he also looks like Colonel Sanders.
Yeah, go on.
That's what you need to do, kids. Go to the shops and insult people without them hearing. Lucky it's not a podcast.
I saw a guy at a party the other night who looked like Saddam Hussein.
Yeah, you should have taken a photo.
I know.
Jace McMinnery would have. He sends me photos of weird looking people all the time.
Are they all of himself? No. Go on.
What are we talking about? 18th of May, Fat Reunion, be there. 25th of May is Double Up. That night in juniors and in seniors, the talk will be particularly geared towards your friends who don't yet know Jesus. So make sure you're there. But our aim is to double up and get as many people as possible. So if everyone invites two friends and everyone gets one of them to come...
That's right.
That'd be really exciting. It's not just about a big number. It's about as many people hearing about Jesus as possible. We've got a Coast Youth Revolution coming up a bit after that. We've got to break it down at the end of the term. It's going to be a good term.
School holidays.
School holidays.
And
rock
maybe
it on.
We're going to do a snotty.
Oh, we'll go to the snow. We'll do a snotty. I want to do one on the ski lift. We should do it each day.
Oh,
that'd be awesome.
I feel like the last snotty. Actually, tell me your thoughts, potty listeners. I call you pissness.
Daniel Morbash makes this show edited every week.
Sorry, I really am sorry, Renate. Yeah, anyway. I think that the snotty was great for me and you because we were there.
Yeah.
I feel like everyone else wouldn't have enjoyed it.
Oh, we enjoyed
it. They had nothing to relate to. It was just us talking about the snow with people who...
We had Al Stewart on it.
Yeah, but he was like, it was a recorded version of Al Stewart.
Okay. We had Ben Lee. He's like famous.
If you liked the snotty.
He was about 25 or 26 or something like that, wasn't it?
25, 26 what? Listeners?
Episode.
Episodes. Oh, right.
Around then. Just have a look at it. Look, go into iTunes and download it.
Yeah.
Just scroll back and look for On the Snotty.
That's right.
I could probably just put a link in here on the comments.
A snotty was originally one of those same jokes that I like to make. It's a snow potty.
Yeah.
Snotty.
Yeah. We've pretty much
could
finished.
Could have been a potty snow, could be a pug.
If you haven't yet turned it off, that's amazing, because we pretty much finished about 5 minutes ago.
That's right.
Yeah, we're just sort of waffling now.
Jared, you got the last word. What is it?
Wait, I'll say a few words before that.
Oh, right.
www.cccyouth.com. Oh, and if you just want to skip everything else and you hate everything else on the website, just write podcast.cccyouth.com, and you just get the podcast.
Website would be white. Jared, what's the last word?
Love God.
That's not a word.
That's two words.
Give me one word.
Lord.